Hello.
Hello, this is Shannon.
Hi, Ruben. How are you?
It's one of them days.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, how about you?
Good.
So I sent you over an email. I'm sorry, it's I pick up I you know, hang up my phone, I get three more calls. Did you get that email by any chance?
I'm not sure which one.
So you sent it from a Yahoo account, so I replied to that one, so I don't know if that's the right one.
Oh, my emails are so screwed up right now, so
No, no worries. So what I sent to you, by the way, is this. So I sent you the copy of the term amortization, so you can see, if you decide to do a renewal, and or if you for some reason paid off early, the appropriate discounts. Like I said, the renewal is full interest forgiveness. If you pay off early by yourself, it's 25% of the remaining interest. I included the whole document set. I also included the signature pages, which are the ones that need to be returned to me. We're a little behind, so I need to get you that payoff letter tomorrow. We will be paying off Can Capital. We'll send you a payoff letter that authorizes us to pay them off the $23,000 and change.
okay.
But that'll be tomorrow. One other thing is this, and I like to be clear with customers because as much as I want to fund your business, I don't like to sweet talk people. It's not in my nature. I can fund this equipment working capital for you guys tomorrow, but I can't control the funding process for equipment. I always hope things go as cleanly as possible, but until it's in funding, it's not in funding. So if you want me to, we can always wait for the working capital and clear every step on equipment and then do that. It doesn't matter the order. I just want to be clear on, it's your choice and whatever makes you most comfortable. What I would like you to do in the meantime, at least, is get me that condition report and photo so I can work on start on processing that.
Okay, so all right, I can send you that, so that's fine. How about what it says in the letter about how the money has to come from my account and not a third party?
I don't think it says that.
Yeah, it's pretty clear on there.
Let's take a look. I mean,
Yeah,
I paid off Can before, so.
okay. Well, it just says something about how it must come from, must come from whatever, customer's bank account and not from a third party.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Let's see. Yeah, let me read this.
I mean, that's just plain stupid, but it's just one of
Okay,
their
give
little.
me a second. Give me a second. Give me a second. So this is exactly the thing that I'm completely and passionately against in this industry, is lenders kind of sticking it to their customers, which I don't like. So basically, the good news is this. Your loan's almost done, so there relatively is very, very small of a discount. But what they're saying is, and I explained this to Gil earlier briefly, was they're saying, look, we'll give you a small discount if the money comes from you, but if the money comes from someone else, we're not going to give you a small discount. That's all they're
Oh.
saying. Which
Okay.
is completely, our policies are actually, we don't care. So if you pay us off early, it doesn't matter where the money comes from. I don't believe it does. I can triple check on that. But yeah,
Yeah.
at this point, it's not a huge amount of money. But if you were talking about if you had a balance of 200,000, they'd say yeah, well, you can save 12,000 if you pay us off, which is
Right.
completely counterproductive.
Right. Okay. All
I hope
right.
that
So
answers your question.
I just need to print the stuff out as far as the cap working capital loan goes, print out the forms and sign it and send it back, and then you can fund it tomorrow, and then
Correct.
you'll
And just make
start.
sure when you're signing that your signatures are the same as the signatures on your driver's licenses. You will receive one
Okay.
page tomorrow that has a payoff letter. And then, like I said, on the equipment, I think we're going to be around 42 or 43. I am trying to bump it, obviously, I'm trying to bump it on those panels. I don't know if I'll get there, but then we can move on that. And if we're looking at 43 plus taxes, that means you're going to have to about 12K separately to the vendor.
Right. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, so we'll print out the stuff. I just want to make sure because I haven't read your email, so I apologize. We'll print
No
out the
worries. Take
thing.
your time.
print them out tonight and sign them, scan them, send them back, and you need both of our driver's licenses, right?
Correct, an avoided business check, correct.
An avoided business check, and mm-hmm. then you also need, okay, so that's for the working capital.
Correct.
And then for the equipment, you need me to send you two pictures.
Color photos, correct.
And then just like the specs on the van, on the truck, right?
Yes, the condition report, correct.
But, I mean, when you say condition report, did you email me a blank one that
yes.
I fill out?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, perfect. Okay, so when I get home, I'll take care of that stuff, and I'll send it, you know, within the next hour and a half or so.
Okay.
All right? Perfect. All righty. Well, thank you very much, and I'll be in touch, okay?
All right. Have a great weekend. I'm sorry, have a great evening. It's not the weekend yet.
I wish.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All
right. Thank you, and bye.